Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back to The Mood Pod. I'm your host, Lauren Elizabeth.
And I am your co-host, Chloe Parr.
And we felt like, you know, honestly kind of lightening your mood because I feel like I need my mood lightened personally. So for today's current mood convo, what is this episode called? So for today's current mood combo, we are going to talk all about feeling fun, and we're going to tell you guys some fun things to do over the holidays, talk about past, present, future, because that's life. Those are the segments of life.
We might be really awkward on this podcast.
Okay, so we haven't recorded in...
Yeah, we took a Thanksgiving break.
And then we took off 2 weeks before that.
Yeah, so we're trying to warm up here, and... it's a little awkward.
It's not really going well.
I feel like also the change episode was so deep that I was like, we gotta be fun now.
Let's do
like a little light one. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I was so sick of myself.
Totally. And not only that, the holidays aren't always, you know, just like this like fun, joyful Hallmark movie. Like it was how you remembered when you were a kid. There's a lot that comes with the holidays. We wanted to just like boost our mood as we like just got off of Thanksgiving. Whether you had a good Thanksgiving, a bad Thanksgiving. But like we're in full swing of the holidays now. Like there is no time to waste.
No. It's like flying by, everyone. It's going to be 2023 next week.
And you know,
not
that
really,
you're
but
starting,
it feels like it.
It feels like it. And you're also starting to kind of like get stressed out about like your goals and what you have to do. Like, I have to do Christmas and then I have to figure out my New Year's resolutions. And it's like, let's all slow down for a second.
I know, it's overwhelming. That's why I feel like it's like, okay, let's hit pause and have a fun moment so we can just like let our minds relax. And have time to enjoy it because we're always like you said, like, what are our goals? What's next?
Blah. Totally. And also, while we like hit this pause and take the moment, we're going to give you guys some like actual things that you can do so that you can take this energy and take this mood and have some other moments too without us.
No matter where you live too.
Yeah.
It won't be like Chicago tips. It'll be just like general.
Yes.
Fun, girly things.
Because, you know, we're Team Chicago, but...
we're fun girlies at the end of the day.
We could be fun girlies
anywhere.
We can
anywhere. Be fun in, you know, anywhere in the world.
Oh, life of the party. Anyway, yeah. You tell me where you are, I'll fucking tell you how to have fun there.
Yeah.
Okay?
Also, warning, my tips are very alcohol-focused, but I'll try to add in some other ones.
We know that, like, obviously the holiday season is, like, very alcohol-heavy, so obviously... take every holiday party and thing at your own risk. You don't have to drink at anything you don't want to.
There's also really good drinks that aren't alcoholic.
Yeah, so. Mocktails are fucking in.
Mocktails are so in.
They're so, like,
I'm not
really
going to say anything yet because it's my mood booster, but I'll explain why.
Yeah. Okay. I think, honestly, I'm going to get really into mocktails just because we both talked about how we don't like drinking, like, Monday to, like, Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, that's going to be one of my, like, January things.
Yeah, especially, like, in the winter because it's just, like, so cold. It's like, why do I need to, like, drink that much at home? It's just, like, drinking is a social thing and there's no social things to do. We're going to give you social things. Don't worry. But first, obviously, let's jump into our best mood and worst mood of the week. I'm not really sure if this is going to trickle over from... obviously, we've been gone for, like, technically, we haven't recorded in 3 weeks.
I know, it was so easy to do all these now, because I was like, I have so much knowledge.
I know.
I went through so many moods the last, like, 2 weeks.
I was like, honestly, like...
I had so many to pick from.
Wait, so...
it wasn't just like, oh, bitchy again. Like...
you guys, we took a 3 week break just so we weren't bitchy for you guys.
Yeah,
essentially.
I feel so light. I'm wearing a fun hat today.
Honestly, you look so cute in that hat. It's like, you think you don't look good, but it's really hard to handle.
I feel like you think I'm like a doll.
Oh my God, you do kind of look like a doll. I just think you look so cute. Like,
you always said that when I was growing up.
You did look like a doll. I mean, people have seen our throwback pictures.
Nicole,
like, you
thinks
did.
I look like an animated character, like an
you
Animal
Crossing.
You always
used to say that. It's because you have big head, big eyes, and a small body. But I actually was saying that the other night. I was like, it's just so hard to carry this big head with a big brain and this little body.
No, you have a little peanut head. You and Cole are similar.
I have a big head.
No, peanut head.
No, like size, though. Like, my hat size is very large.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
You seem like you have a small head.
Oh, no, I have the same size hat as all my guy friends.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I have a huge head.
I ordered the aloe hat. I linked the tote bag for you guys on Instagram. It's like that really like teddy fur one. I got tote bag and the matching hat. Because I don't look good in hats, keep in mind. But I thought if I just
don't wear hats that much.
Well, because I think I get them too small when they're fashion hats. I look good in trucker hats.
Oh, you are a trucker hat girl.
Yeah. But this what I was going to say, though, is like Chloe, when she comes over and she's like, oh my God, I'm dressed like such a hobo, like such like a boy. She looks so like cute, like Mary Kate and Ashley, like hobo chic or like cute doll. And then me, I'm like full fucking Adam Sandler over here. Like,
but that's your vibe.
Oh, by the way, put on a jacket yesterday. Looks just like yours. I was going to show you it. I'm going to say in this podcast anyway that I have a boyfriend. I'll explain later. But my boyfriend I was like, do you like this jacket? Isn't it cute? He's like, yeah, it's really you. And I was like, oh, so like fucking homeless, like thanks.
Is
like
it cute?
Like boy. Yeah, it's like, it literally looks like yours.
Oh, cute.
But I also look way more.
Adam Sandler. On the streets of New
York. On the streets when I do that. Anyway. See, we clearly haven't podcasted in a while, you guys.
Oh my God.
About to say y'all, but then I changed to
y'all.
Okay.
I feel like we have so many updates.
Let's start off. Do you want to do best or worst first?
Let's do best.
Okay. You go first. I want you to go first.
Okay. Well, the last 2 weeks was a whirlwind, let me tell you guys, because I can finally announce why I've been so stressed and cranky.
I didn't know that you were announcing it today.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yay.
But my best mood is proud. And it's so exciting.
Say it.
So I'm not proud to be leaving, but I am leaving Revolve, my job, for the last 4 years, which is crazy. But the proud thing comes in by I am starting a new job, and I'm so proud of it that I finally, like, was fearless enough to, like, make a big change. Like, hashtag plug, go watch our last epi.
Hashtag also, or side note, hashtag whatever, why we fucking made that episode.
Yeah, so, because I was being so vague, like, yeah, I have a huge decision to make, blah, blah, blah. But I just, whenever I, like, have a gut feeling, like, I have a good gut. I trust it very well. I just knew it was time to make a change. Like, I'm a Chicago girly, and I don't know. After 4 years of Revolve, I was ready for, like, a new creative challenge. Like, I feel like I was just getting too comfy. So I've been looking for a while, and this job just, like, came out of nowhere, it felt like. And it was just, like, it hit all of the right boxes. Like, I met with everyone. It was, like, the perfect description. Everyone was so cool. It was just, like, you know when you, like, hit the vibe?
Well,
and you're like, this is it.
I think it's the vibe thing, too, yeah. Like, once you met everyone and everything.
Yeah, it was a vibe check, and it was just, like, everything felt right, and oh my God, I got the offer like right before Thanksgiving and I just had like the best weekend ever. And then I finally told everyone this week and then it was just like very overwhelming. But now I can finally just like sit back and be like, oh wait, I'm proud of making this huge life decision. Because leaving and starting a new job is like a huge thing. Your whole like lifestyle changes for a sec because you get like reacquainted, you know?
I have two things to say. One, from my perspective, I just want to also like kind of go off what Chloe has said on the proud. I am so proud of her because I think that we obviously talked about in the episode, you heard that, whatever, I'm keeping it in. We talked about how like change is just like really hard, and I've just like watched you go back and forth and be like really unsure at first of like even if you were going to make a change, should you make a change? And I think it's really difficult to leave something because it although you got comfortable and comfy, like you said, we talked about it. It is so easy to stay in comfortability because of basically everything. I'm not going to reiterate our last episode, but I'm just so proud of you because I know your personality type too. And it just shows how much you've grown up in a sense of like how much you've been through that you were able to like make the change and make the leap. And you have so many times before, but this, I think being in a different state and changing jobs was like a even bigger commitment.
I know it was.
You
it
know
was like
what
ripping
I mean?
Off a huge Band-Aid.
Because you were making a full decision, not only to just switch jobs and switch up your creative challenges, but then also choose Chicago and choose your living situation and choose your friend group and choose your new lifestyle. So I think it was an even bigger change that was even more stressful. And I think the reason why you have been so, like, quote unquote cranky and quote unquote bitchy for your worst moods over the last whatever amount of weeks we've recorded is because it was just so stressful and so unsure. And
oh my God, the unknown is like the biggest anxiety thing for me. Yeah, that's what it was. And it was just like, I don't know, I just was so stressed because I was like, I don't, like, know yet. I don't know what the right next move is yet. And then, like, people kept saying, like, oh, you'll know when you know. And I literally always hate that. Or, yeah, like,
you
oh,
did say you hated
you'll
that,
figure that out. I know, because I'm such a concrete, like, no. Like, give me concrete yeah. steps. Like, what do you mean I'll just figure it out? Like, it's yeah. so just, like, vague.
Yeah.
But I hate to be like, those people are right. Because
well, it's always right in hindsight.
I know. But it really did felt like the job just, like, popped up. I saw it, had a feeling, applied, heard back, like, very soon. And was just like, oh, this all feels right. Like, it's yeah. all falling into place. It's everything I've ever wanted. Like, all, like, boxes checked.
And
so.
I do want to say, too, like, on, like, a note for, like, the listeners is it's interesting because Chloe's actually been going through this simultaneously when my boyfriend was going through it. And it was really interesting because you guys just had such different situations. And you both wanted new challenges, right? But he was, like, he just took it in such a different emotional way to where – I mean, I'm not going to blow up his spot, but he just had a really hard time leaving.
Yeah.
And it was just, I think, really, there is that stage of grief we talked about in change where, like, he was really, really, it was the right thing.
Right.
He was excited. But the actual act of, like, telling everyone and leaving, like, he was really, really upset. And it was right. very challenging. And I think also your job is a little bit different because I think a lot of the, like, consulting jobs, logistics jobs, all those kind of jobs that are very common in Chicago, at least with our friends, they right away just make you leave, type of thing. Like, you know how you give your 2 weeks
notice? Yeah, my boyfriend
says,
because he works in finance, they walk you out.
No,
because
they don't want
you. Escort you out.
So they don't want you to, like, they take away your computer. Like, yeah. they don't want you to have anything. And I've dealt with this with, like, quite a few friends where, like, you know, you give your 2 weeks notice, but, like, you get your computer taken away, whatever. And so it's also interesting watching him go through it because he was so sad to leave. And then you give, and, like, telling them.
Right.
And, like, you don't have the 2 weeks to grieve it. They're like, okay, bye. And so now he's doing fucking nothing every day. And I had to kick
that
him out to
crazy.
Record this podcast episode. So
oh,
it's
my
like,
God.
I know that there's, like, so many sides to it. And it's been interesting to watch him leave his job at literally the same time that you, even though you're both so excited and both left for the same reasons in a sense of you just needed to switch it up, needed to challenge yourselves. It's been really, I think it goes to show that our change episode, genuinely, like,
I know,
as he
it was like the perfect time.
As he was struggling with it, I was legitimately quoting stuff from our episode to him.
Oh, that's a great episode.
So just, you know, we'll post. Let me know too, you guys. I know that we're talking a lot. It's going to be a long episode. I hope you're enjoying it. But let us know for At The Mood Pod. I really like all of, like, the research and, like, the quotes we do and the facts and just whatever. Let me know if you like seeing that on Instagram, because I just can't tell.
Yeah.
So just honestly, like, slide into the DMs, because I actually really need to know, because I'm the one that makes the graphics and I really like that stuff. But I don't know if you guys like it, because I feel like sometimes other stuff gets more likes anyway. So let us know essentially what you want us to do with our social media in the new year.
Love
Plus,
that.
You'll be getting video. I will go on to my best mood, which really I think also kind of goes off of yours, but is totally for a different reason. But just the word is relieved. And I feel
that hard.
That's what I
yeah.
That's why I was thinking. I was like, it's kind of like proud and relieved.
Proud and relieved.
For sure. I am relieved for a totally different reason. I just feel relieved that I'm actually getting back on track. I know I've been talking about how I've been, like, my last best mood was, like, present and stuff, and I was, like, feeling my feelings. And it's just, moving is always a lot. But then I actually got, like, really sick the 2 weeks that we were off. So I thought that I had the flu, and went in hindsight, I actually got a cold that turned into a sinus infection the week after. So that week, in hindsight, when we were kind of looking back, I was like, I don't think I had the flu, because I had really no symptoms besides my body was exhausted and I was actually physically falling asleep. I was sleeping like 18 hours a day.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I couldn't wake up. And so I thought I was sick. But once I actually got sick, I started thinking, okay, I think I was actually just that burnt out that my body just shut down. And that used to happen to me when I was younger and I was, like, really hustling. But I would get, like, sinus infections with it and stuff. Thanks to my 3 fucking sinus surgeries and 2 nose jobs, I don't get those anymore. But I definitely, my body still took a toll. And then right after I was starting to kind of feel better, I had a lot of just personal issues and triggers come up that really challenged me emotionally, and I will kind of get into that in my worst mood, but I just feel relieved that I was able to wake up this Monday morning after this past literally 3 weeks almost, and just really feel like hopeful that I felt it, like, you know, when you feel something in your core, there's always these things that you want to do or you should yourself on doing or maybe an idea. And I just really felt like I'm really ready and able to put myself first, put myself on track, whether it's getting back in the gym, the mood boosters I'm going to talk to you guys about, organizing my apartment, like really just taking care of myself and wanting to be like almost level up to the next best version of myself, like read the books I've always wanted to read, right, that are self-help books, just like really actually taking care of my mental health and physical health. I always think about it, and sometimes it's just, it doesn't like line up fully,
right?
But I really felt that in my gut of like, sometimes you'll feel it for 3 days and be like, oh no, I actually want to go out tonight and have fun with my friends. And it's not that I don't want to do some of the things that I always do for fun, but it's mostly like I just really feel like this relieved of the hard part is over, and I see hope at the end of the tunnel. But yeah. I think it'll make more sense with my worst mood.
I feel like this is like a big week. Like, I feel like we've really been out of the darkness and see light, and now we can breathe. I feel like I'm like finally breathing for the first time like all year, honestly.
Well, that makes me interested to know what your worst mood is then.
So I wrote down nervous, but actually I'm changing it to overwhelmed is okay. My worst mood for like probably 2022, but especially the last like 2 weeks. And especially like this exact week, because I actually like put in my 2 weeks notice this week. So that is like so overwhelming. I actually like I have a pretty strong personality, but I don't love confrontation.
Yeah.
Because I just like, it's too vulnerable where I'm like, I don't want to like deal with these emotions or their emotions. Can we just like ghost each other? I'm just kidding.
That's why I believe in ghosting sometimes.
No, I don't.
Well, not in your situation.
No, but in no situation.
Okay, if you've been on 2 dates, you can ghost someone.
No, I never. Okay. I would be like, I'm not feeling it, but it was nice meeting you.
When I don't ghost, I have someone else write it out for me. But anyway, yeah. Continue.
But it was overwhelming because, like, again, Revolve, I've been there for 4 years, and I've made friends that are, like, forever friends, and it's just such a comfort zone that I just felt so over. I was just telling my boyfriend, like, I'd feel, like, alone this week because I'm going like 100 miles per hour and I haven't even had time to sit down and like focus on someone and like talk to them, because I'm trying to do like so much in these last 2 weeks that I feel like it's just like stuffed into like a short time period, and I just feel like so overwhelmed. Like, there's too many emotions. Like, it's sad that I'm leaving, but I'm excited, and it's like I have to tell so many people and I'm saying the same thing over and over again, and then I'm trying to figure everything out with like admin and logistics, and it's just like, it's a lot.
And you don't have time to kind of reflect on it just because there's so many things to get done.
I know, there's like such a checklist of like all the thank yous I want to do and like the people I want to see and like say, I don't know, it's just like, oh my god,
I'm, I think, exhausted. A goal for you maybe for like the next week would be like to just like carve out like 10 minutes a day.
I know,
because I feel like we all have 5 to 10 minutes, I feel like. Yeah. And I think we put these like big kind of goals of like, I'm gonna have a self-care night, I'm gonna take an hour for myself, like, right, stuff like that. And I think maybe even just setting the goal of like 5 to 10 minutes to do one thing that's just me, no phone, no computer, like might help a little bit.
I think so too. It's just like, leaving a job is hard, you guys. I mean, if you want any advice, I've been dealing it for the last month, but
slide into the DMs.
That's like a whole combo. But yeah,
so my worst mood is I've just like kind of, like I said, I was relieved, but I've just like not been like really great. I mean, you know that, obviously. Like I said, they were just like really hard, and I think that a lot of people don't realize that your physical health obviously affects your mental health, and you know, vice versa. And so I know this from my therapist telling me a million times. So like, when I get physically sick, like my mental health actually suffers, just because I think my body's working overtime to like actually get better, and then it like takes a toll like on your head, and then it's easy, like you're just more like prone to not have like the energy to kind of do the things physically that help your mental health, but also like even just talk yourself out off a ledge. It's just so easy to feel like shit physically, and then it kind of translates to your mind. So that was like 2 weeks, and then I just also had, like I said, like a really hard kind of week, like with personal triggers and stuff that come up, and it's just like too personal because it obviously involves like other people, so I don't like, I'm not like at liberty to like really talk about it and discuss it. I'm also like really in it, but it was so bad that like it was such a trigger that it was fully from one night, two, three, four, like four days of constant panic attacks and anxiety. And I think that my depression stems, which I didn't know growing up, but I figured it out obviously along the way. I've been doing mental health stuff since I was in high school, and now I'm almost 30. So I know that my depression stems from my anxiety, because once it gets so out of hand, that's when I go into the depression hole of like, then you just feel hopeless because you feel like you're like overtaken by anxiety and such a point. And so I think towards the end of it, I was just starting to feel really hopeless. And I know this because after the 4 days, on the fifth day, I just started spiraling from triggers. Because I was getting triggered almost every single day too. It wasn't like one thing happened and it was just like bad 4 days. It was like after the first trigger, I kind of like tried to be like, okay, I'm going to take time for myself. And then it was just trigger on trigger on trigger. And so by the final day, the only people I talked to were you and my boyfriend, but I was still getting triggered by stuff. And it made me spiral so hard with fear that I got into that depression mode of just spiraling with such a bad narrative, to the point where I was just hysterical, panic attack, crying so much, to the point where I didn't want advice. I didn't want help, because that little part of my brain turns on of, I don't care. I am hopeless. I don't want to do the things that I know are good for me. I don't want to tell myself, I don't want to talk myself out of this narrative. Like, so bad to the point, text my therapist, hysterical on the phone, whatever. And it's kind of one of those things where, you know, you're getting the advice on the phone while you're hysterical of, you like, I really think you should get outside. I really think you should do this. Like, don't get back in bed. And I was just like, no. I closed the blinds, shut the door. I was like, in my head, I say, I know that what I'm doing is not helpful, but I can't do the things that I know are helpful. Like, you just feel like you give up. And it was just, there's like a little part of me that has been through so many longer periods of depression that I almost give myself a little bit of grace of like, you can lean into the monster right now, but you can't tomorrow, where it didn't used to be that easy, but I couldn't do anything. And it was just horrible. Like, it was just, I think the reason why it's like my worst mood, because obviously I have flare-ups of depression, I have flare-ups of anxiety, but I think that I just haven't felt that bad in like so long. And I knew that I had to actually do things to get out of it, and I just like, I couldn't do it. And that's why I'm just so relieved, because it was just such a hard few weeks that like having that 5 days of triggers was just like not what I needed.
Yeah.
Like, I already had like a tough 2 weeks where I was like, I'm so ready to get back in it. And then it's like, boom, fuck you. Like, you're done. And it was just like this is the first time where like I feel like I could cry if I want to, but like I actually could hold it in, where like,
yeah,
I couldn't, like, I cried a little bit yesterday, but like today I feel like, okay, like I don't need to cry. I can hold it in, which I'm not saying you have to hold in your tears, but like I think the reason like I say this is I did get through it and I didn't let it wreck me and ruin me. I think partially because I have so much work to do and I do need to show up. I need to show up for you. I need to show up for myself. I need to show up for the people that listen to this podcast. I need to show up for the people that watch my YouTube channel. But it's not just, I don't want you guys to take it as like, oh, I got out of it for you guys. It's like, I also am like showing up for like the people on my team that like are a part of like this Lauren Elizabeth network, the people at Dear Media, the people at Toast. Like, I know that there are so many people rely on me in a separate bucket of work, because all my shit going on is in my personal bucket. But I knew in my gut, I need to separate this. I am not emotionally ready to deal with the personal stuff. And I'm not going to be like, fuck, I'm going to just not work all week. What is that going to do? I need to take care of my one responsibility, and then I will slowly deal with the other shit going on in my life. And I'm not saying to compartmentalize, but I do think that it's helpful for me to think of my life in buckets and know that if I'm not ready to deal with one bucket, that I'm not avoiding it. Being like, I'm really taking care of it at my own pace. I'm not trying to rush it. And I think that's like a sign of like maturity of like, I need to take care of myself, and then I can take care of this other stuff and take care of myself so that I can work. And like, there's just so many other things that when you're an adult, you know, like when I was in school, if I had this, I just wouldn't show up to school for a week. But it's like, this isn't school.
Right. Like,
this
is just like life. Normal life.
This is like you adult can't just life. Like, so I know that was a big I know that was a big tangent, but I think that like I haven't felt that way in so long. And I think that the holidays can really make you feel that way. And we are gonna kind of dive into more of a serious episode about like seasonal depression, holiday grief, all that stuff next week. So I just want you guys to know that like I am like, if you're feeling this way, like you're not alone. See, that's gonna make me cry.
No, stop. We're not crying. We're not crying.
I'm not crying. But basically, you're not alone and we're all gonna be fine. And that's why we're doing a fun episode.
Yeah. This is like we're gonna let out our tears and then we're gonna laugh and be cute and
like,
fun.
You can get through it, and if like we can be fun and still record an episode, like we got this.
And also listening to you.
Chloe's the only one that's gotten me through it this week, so.
But no, listening to is your cousin. Like, I know you, and I think you always put other people before yourself. Like you were saying, like, you care about your team and the people listening and me and blah, blah, blah. But I always have told you this even when we were little, like, you forget about yourself. And, like, I think that going into 2023, your buckets should not be the same size. The biggest bucket should say myself on it, because this is, like, something that you need to – you know, put all your energy into yourself next year and then all the rest will follow. But, like, you're such a nurturer that, like, I always remind you, like, but what about yourself? Show up for yourself. Show up for yourself.
You do remind me that.
And I'm the opposite where I'm like, fuck everyone. How do I fix myself? No, I'm kidding. But you need some of that self-energy, you know?
No, for sure. And I think I'm learning a lot about it through all the work that I'm doing, because I really am, like, you know, like, all the – I've never had so much therapy in 48 hours. Like, I was actually – I forgot to write this down, but I was like – I was thinking I probably did the most therapy I've done from Sunday to Monday. I have like 2 therapy sessions, talked to my psychiatrist, talked to my life coach, and I was vlogging and I was like, well, so I've been doing this, this, and this, and that's what happens when you're mentally ill. Anyway, let's talk about ice trays. I just bought them from TikTok. So it's still, you know, it's going to be okay, and we're good. Like, we'll get into it more next week, but I just want to do, as we're doing the fun episode, we get it, you know?
Yeah.
But look at me. I'm, like, literally been hysterical for days, and I still am going to be so fucking excited when I talk to you guys about the fun stuff.
Which is why the main message is you have many moods. You don't have to, like, fake them. It's a whole bucket of moods that you go through every day, so.
And if I have to learn all this shit to make myself better, you best believe I'm going to be telling you guys on the podcast. Exactly. So you're welcome.
But self first, Lo. Self
first.
Yes.
And speaking of self first. First, the only reason that I have a boyfriend now is because I did that. And you did that too, right?
I did.
And so let's talk about the topic of dating, because honestly, we all know someone who has met their match. I was the single one right before this, and it's just kind of like sometimes like sad, and you don't want to be the single one. And well, you know what? I was the single one when you were like freaking moving in with Jack and doing all this
stuff.
Okay,
but I've been the single one for my whole life, and I will say,
true,
I loved it.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm a badass bitch, and I just – being single is a positive thing. And that's when you get to learn about yourself, go on dates, have fun.
And you know what? That's why Match believes the most important relationship is with yourself. So in a world where you can choose to do anything or anyone, choose you first. Because dating someone who knows what they want and won't settle for less, that's sexy as hell. And Match's latest study of over 5,000 U.S. singles proves it. You know I love some info. Nearly 40% of singles say they feel more sexually empowered this year. And you know what we say? Power to them. 53% say they find dating a helpful tool to learn how to be their best self. 81% reported they engage in self-care at least monthly, which we stand. And 87% say it's important for both partners to prioritize their mental health. And 2/3 of young singles are open to therapy. I'd like to get that to 100%, but thank you, Match, for getting this so far, because this makes me extremely happy, because I agree. If you do you, you already know the best relationships show up when you show up for yourself first. There's never been a better time to try Match, so download the Match app today. Let's jump into mood boosters.
Hit me. No, mood boosties.
Mood boosties.
There you go.
People are going to be like, can you please just get a segue song? Because we literally can't stand
honestly,
it anymore.
Yeah, we should.
Okay, we're working on it.
Okay, I'm excited to hear yours because it's been a while.
I think I'm going to add one extra really quick that applies to both of us and you guys. We ordered everything for the at-home studio for the podcast. So my mood is boosted that A, we fucking got it done and it's happening because it's scary, like we said, changing it up. And I've been so scared to do video, but we're going to have the cutest motherfucking at-home studio and we're going to have the most fun video content for you guys.
That'd be so fun.
So just adding that in.
Wait,
that
what
we
made
did
you
it.
Choose like neon pink for everything?
Shut the fuck up. Literally,
when you're trying not to say literally, and then you couldn't talk.
Oh my god, yeah, we did one episode because my mom, her new thing is saying literally every time I say it or telling me I say it, and I'm just like, can you shut the fuck
oh
up?
Oh my god,
like let me live my life.
She would like pause because she was about to say literally, and she's like, I was like, just say it.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
It makes you flow.
It makes me flow.
All right, what's your first mood boostie?
My first mood boostie is starting new habits with no pressure. So like I said, I woke up Monday and kind of like really got my shit together. And I think, was today Wednesday? What is today?
Wednesday.
Okay. So I kind of like started just implementing like new little things and ideas in my routine that I was thinking about obviously before shit hit the fan. But I'm not putting any pressure on myself with anything, and whether it's like trying a new wellness product or trying a new organization system or trying to maybe do like meditate, like anything kind of self-care, I'm actually really like, I like kind of in my best mood leaning into all these things that I think will be good for me and really trying new things. I think the probably most tangible thing I can say is even the past few days, I always used to wake up since I work from home.
Right.
I would wake up, I wouldn't make my bed, I would go straight to my computer, and I would just start working, and I'm not kidding you, I wouldn't brush my teeth, which is not going to shock you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not shocked, because you used to never brush your teeth.
Literally. That's not true, and we've already had this fight on the podcast.
True.
So, fuck you. Fuck Hermione. Fuck.
That's that? Are you watching Harry Potter lately?
Not me. Not Hermione. You, Harry. You. Like, me and Hudson just talk in, like, certain little things, and that's one of them.
Anyways.
I usually go straight to the thing, and for the past 3 days, it's only 3 days, and I know I said I like to maybe try things and not share them right away, but I think this is a safe space after the past 3 fucking weeks to do this. I've been waking up. Either I make my bed, or I'll let my boyfriend make the bed. That's not really important. I'll maybe come in and help, but sometimes he does before me. Anyway, I wake up. And I've really reorganized my bathroom to, I'm using the middle thing as a medicine cabinet. I got a little carafe with a cup. And then before bed, I'll put out my Symbiotica pouches next to my sink. And so I will wake up, I will go brush my teeth, I will grab my supplements, I will take my medicine, and then I will go into the kitchen to get caffeine and like take my meds, take the supplements. It's so small, it's so normal, and obviously making the bed. But that has changed, like doing that 3 days in a row, I've been so happy whilst doing it, noticing that I'm doing it. I think really giving yourself credit in the moment, like I'm literally doing this right now.
Right.
And having done it 3 days in a row, I'm like, I kind of like this. I like this new little habit. I don't know if it's going to evolve. I don't know if it's going to change, but that's been what it is. And I'm not attached to the outcome of it. No pressure, but I've really been liking it.
I should try that.
I just like having that, like, and also, I mean, like, as I was saying that, I realized that it kind of goes into night. I think I've been trying, like, similar little things at night, but only, they're, like, I'm saying, like, little, right?
Yeah.
The little thing has been literally getting the Symbiotica packet, little packets,
right,
and putting the 3 out for the morning and putting the 2 next to the bed at night.
Oh.
It's just small.
See, I think that's why habits don't stay. There's too much pressure.
Exactly.
Like, especially, like, the new year, like, dry January. There's so much pressure.
I
it's like, oh my god, you can't skip a day. But what if you drink one day?
My personality trait is I hate when people tell me to, like, this is why I like got in trouble so much at school. Is like, if you tell me what to do, it just almost makes me want to do the exact opposite. So like, maybe if I had a feeling to do dry January and I wanted to and I decided myself, but the pressure that everyone's telling me to do it, I'm like, fuck you, I don't want to.
Yeah, and I think progress is progress, even if it's like
small,
little habits. Yeah.
What's yours?
Okay, so mine are all actually concrete this time. Because I've been, yeah. So my first one is called Lessons in Chemistry by Bonnie Garmus.
I was going to ask you about this.
Oh my god, I'm obsessed with this book. I haven't actually finished it yet. I'm almost done. But like, I had to put it on because like what I've gotten through, I'm just like addicted. But I was in Barnes & Noble because I had my Kindle and I was like, you know what? Over the holidays, like, I like picking up, like, a physical form because it feels, like, cozy.
Did you fucking see my Instagram story this morning?
No.
Please hold. Not to cut you off, but it is importante. I wrote, this is a book I'm reading. I felt like I also needed to get a physical book to get back into reading a lot.
Oh, my God. That's so weird.
I've been literally craving physical books.
I know.
Books.
Me too.
I know once I get in the habit of it and, like, after the holidays, I'll get back on, like, the Kindle of, like, boom, boom,
Kindle's
boom,
good
boom,
for,
boom.
Like, traveling because you don't want to, like, pack all these hardcovers, but... When you're home during the holidays, it's just so cozy to actually have, like, a physical copy, you know? Lessons in Chemistry is, like, a one you could put on your library. Library. Oh, my God. Your library one day.
Library.
Like, it's so pretty. But anyways, I walked into Barnes & Noble. I saw the cover, and I was like, eh, chemistry. Like, I'm an
That's my thought.
Yeah, I was like, I'm an artsy girl. That seems weird. But the cover was so pretty. And then a worker at Barnes & Noble, oh, my God, I can't talk, came up to me, and she was like, you have to buy this book. I was obsessed with it. And I was like, really? Like, what made you, like get hooked on it? And it is kind of, like, not a mystery, but, like, you want to know certain things about this character. But basically, it's about this woman in the 50s and 60s, and she's a scientist in, like, a man's world, obviously, during that time. And it's all about, like, female empowerment of, like, how she grew in her career, became a mom, and, like, kind of, like, told men off, like, yeah, women can, like, do whatever they want to, which, like, you know, is totally my vibe.
Yeah.
So I just loved the message. And, like, it's also kind of, like, a mystery where you're trying to, like, figure out past things about her. And then this is all in the book flap, so I'm not giving anything away. But she uses chemistry knowledge and, like, gets – I guess she's, like – she's really beautiful, which also, like, isn't helping her in the world because they just think she's, like, a pretty girl.
Tell me about it.
But she gets noticed and gets a cooking show, and she really needs it to, like, help pay for her child. But on the cooking show, she's, like, using chemistry, and, like, the producer's like, no, this is so boring. But that's where I'm at right now. That's on the book flap. But she, like, gets into this cooking show, and it's all about, like, female empowerment, like, in career, and, like, being able to, like, do whatever you want to do is, like, the main message. So
I can't remember, but I know that Claudia and Jackie talked about it on The Toast. I think that they both loved it, or Claudia loved it, or maybe Claudia hated it. That is all no information or factual statements, but that's the only reason why I know what the book is, so maybe I'll read it now.
I was trying to tell my mom, I was like, I can't even explain to you what this is, but it's just like, I can't stop reading it. It's so good.
Fine.
So there's some darker scenes, but there's also some, like, really good, strong, empowering advice where I, like, was like, oh my God, I'm a fucking badass.
Yeah. Okay, my next mood booster is, speaking of starting new habits with no pressure, in everything basically that I said, I've been wanting to put my Aura ring back on for a while, and I finally did it.
When's the last time you put it on? When you got it?
No, you fucking bitch. No.
So on brand for you.
I swear to God, I wore it for so long. The only reason I took it off is because I went through a really fun party phase.
And I get you being so obsessed with this ring. You finally get it, wear it for a week, and you're like, it's under the bed. It's thrown under, like, the bathroom, like, cabinet.
I will give you one piece of credit. It was under the bed, and then it did move to the bathroom cabinet.
I knew it.
So, fuck you.
Yeah. So, keep going.
Okay. The only reason I found it one day. The only reason I took it off, I wore it for months, and then I, like, started dating a guy and, like, whatever, and, like, just whatever. I forgot about it. And honestly, I will say, when I did get it, I told my therapist, and she was like, this sounds like such cool technology and a such cool product. It sounds like a horrible idea for you, because she just didn't want me to get, like, obsessed and get, like, perfectionist about it. So that's why I like the no pressure aspect, is I put it back on just because I wanted to at least wear it for a couple months and just track, like, what's going on with me as I, like, kind of enter this new chapter and, like, try to get on a better routine and get settled and really take care of myself. They've also, like, updated it so much since I got it, so I was really interested to see all that new stuff, because the reason I also took it off is it didn't really, like, track workouts well, and they, like, updated that when I wasn't wearing it finally and stuff like that. So I renewed my subscription, I put it back on. I'm just interested to see, which you'll love this.
Okay.
You want to see my readiness score for today? So your readiness score is basically, they kind of tell you, like, how well you slept and everything.
That's awful.
You're
43?
Oh, no, that's active calorie burn, which is also awful.
Oh.
Wait, my sleep last night out of 100 was 48. I've never gotten such a low score. This is what I'm telling you. Like,
time to ease up, it says.
I have, and, like, my heart rate was up last night. Like, this is how, like, not well that I've been, that I at least just want to make sure that I'm getting better and all that stuff.
Your average sleep time is 5 hours.
I went to bed at 2:22 a.m.
Did you know
night.
There's a study that says you're more likely to get cancers if you sleep under 7 hours?
Well, it's just, it's sleep is such an important part of our health in general. And I just,
you better up that.
I know that. And so I think on this journey of taking care of myself, it will be good. I talked last night with my boyfriend. I said, maybe I'll just check it like once a week, like just kind of like monitor how much I'm checking because I don't want to get obsessed with it. I don't want to get obsessed with like calorie burn or anything, but I just really have not been taking care of myself. I really need to better myself. I think this will be a good tool. And then I also got the Hatch Sleep Alarm.
Ooh, what's
because
that?
It's the basically this like noise machine slash sleep tool. So you can have basically you click a button and your sleep routine starts. You can have this like light rain and ambiance for like maybe you're getting ready for bed. Then you just press it again and you'll have like this like noise machine while you sleep. And then you set an awake time and a certain light and a certain sound to wake you up. And of course, you know, my sleep score was horrible last night. I did not use it to wake up this morning. I just kind of like turned it off and then fell back asleep for like 30 minutes. But I like the idea of like helping it set a routine. It's
I like that.
Challenging me because I'm someone who gets very
afraid.
So the
Hatch Sleep, it's like a certain sound that's like calming?
So it's an alarm, yeah. So it's an alarm with a light and certain sounds. So you basically kind of like go on the app and set up all the sounds you want, all the different lights you want. And, you know, you can set the alarm too. So like let's say you don't want to do the sleep routine one night. It's still going to wake you up in the morning.
Right.
So I just thought it was a cooler because it had the light and like easier access to sounds as opposed to the Lofty, which I've had in the past, which I didn't love as much as I thought I did at the beginning. So those new tools are what I started with this week. And I'm going to see if I like them. But implementing them was definitely a mood booster.
Yeah, and being aware you're not sleeping enough.
Yeah, clearly. Clearly, like, everything's out of whack.
Yeah.
So.
I'm excited for your health journey.
Clearly.
I'm not there yet. I'm still drinking my way through this list because my next... my next two are alcohol based.
I can add mine if you want. I'll give you some good ad lib, okay?
Okay. So my next one is during the holiday time, I'm like, I don't know, I've watched so many like intense shows from like Severance to the Jeffrey Dahmer show. Like I'm just like, okay, I need like a comfort show that you can watch at night, fall asleep to, like we can just like aim like mindlessly put on. And I love competitions. So I found Drink Masters on Netflix. Have you ever heard of it? It might be new.
It's new. I just saw it. Is it good?
Oh my God. It's so good. My boyfriend and I are obsessed with it. We've been watching it every night. It's so fun. Ooh. But like these drinks are like art. Like insane. Yeah. Like even like the presentation has to be spot on. But it's really fun because every episode. So it's like the same people. Every episode you have to get to the winner. So it's not, like, different people
and then someone
wins every episode, you know? But every episode they bring in, like a new judge. And, like, one of them is, like, the guy that invented the Cosmo. And then they have to make a Cosmo. Or, like, it's really, like, fun challenges. One of them is, like, speakeasy. So they have to use, like, 1920s drinks and, like, create something really weird. But the drinks are, like, so interesting. I'm, like, so obsessed with it. It's inspiring.
Well, I've been on, like, the – we'll talk about it more in the current mood combo, but I've been on like the cocktail side of TikTok for just hosting
I've really
my
gone
Christmas
into
party
like making cocktails
because I want to. Well, mine is more so about like presentation and stuff too because I want to get like super Christmassy.
Yeah,
so we'll get into that later. But you should tell Hudson about that show.
I know,
right?
But yeah, I've been really into like mixology. I think it's really fun. It's like an art form. So.
Yeah, I like it. I'm actually really good at mixology, by the way.
Me too.
Which is why like whenever I go over and my brother's like trying to be a mixologist right now, I'm like, I could do this better. Now he's getting really good.
Yeah,
but it's a natural talent that I have.
Yeah.
So,
I recommend it. It's a good binge show.
Liz Height on Instagram, she's one of my favorite people to follow, said normalize saying nice things about yourself. And I'm going to say I'm very good. I have a natural talent with mixology.
Yeah.
My next and final mood booster is mostly for Chloe because I wanted to tell you that I actually started kind of getting into meditation because, like we said a few weeks ago, I was just taking kind of quiet time.
Yeah.
And it's really hard for me to start new things because I get scared. And I have just been working with my life coach and saying yes to things more. Like when she's like, do you want to do a meditation together? And I'm just like, okay, like I'm not going to say fucking no.
Right.
And then so kind of opening up that door and then she sends me them via text message. So it's kind of like this. And I told her this yesterday. I just said, well, now I'm getting more comfortable with it because when I was actually having a panic attack on Sunday and I started to calm down, it was this probably my fourth time, not in a panic attack setting, but I have been clicking on the stuff she's sending me because she's sending me like, okay, I think this will be good for you. And she sent me one and it was, I told her, you know, this isn't me like fully like starting a meditation practice because like obviously I was literally curled up in a ball like after crying, but I put it on And I think that's like such a testament to like how far I've come in my mental health journey of even in like my darkest moment of that few days, like I still opened up that text message and clicked it.
Yeah.
And I think that's, as I'm saying it out loud, something to be really proud of. And it really helped make me feel calmer and better. And I actually learned a lot from it, from what he was saying. And so I think it's a nice, this is all I think my mood booster vibe is like starting, like just like newness.
You have a whole vibe going.
And so no pressure, no commitment, not saying that this is my new thing, that I'm going to do it every day. But I just like normalize like being proud of doing new things that are good for yourself, even if you don't stick to them. And that's
one thing. And I don't think you have to do them like right either. They're like, well, do you know how to meditate? I was like, no, sometimes I just put it on to distract my mind. Yeah. And I just like hear someone's calming voice, you know?
Totally. Well, yeah, you were saying that you kind of like do
it
to fall asleep.
That's why when people get so like right or wrong about things, that's like, no, just like use it the way you need to.
And she also told me too, she was like, you know, you're not going to like all of a sudden, like we're not all going to become like fucking Buddhist, like Buddha. You're just doing it for yourself and like you don't need to reach this like enlightened state.
Right.
Like in float off the fucking ground. Yeah, like, you're exactly. Okay. So I think that's a good reminder.
Love that. And my last one is going off of Drink Masters. Well, okay, this has always been my signature cocktail, but I have to say it.
You've never made this for me.
Really? No. Oh my God. I've been making it for like everyone at home and everyone's obsessed with it because I have like the perfect combo. But if you guys have not tried a key lime martini, it's the best thing ever. But I don't like the really like sweet drinks. So I've perfected this where it's like the perfect balance of like the key lime sweetness but still like a martini.
Okay,
so I will post the recipe on at Chloe Parr and then I will repost it on Mood because you guys need to screenshot it. Everyone that's done it is, they're like, this is the best key lime martini ever. And like, again, normalize complimenting yourself. It is the best key lime martini. I have to say it's so good.
Also, I feel like green is like kind of a Christmas color.
And like I feel like key lime pie, like it's not like a Christmassy thing, but pie like a, in general, it's just like a, I don't know, it feels Christmassy.
Ooh, that would have been good. Anything for Thanksgiving, like of like, and instead like, of bringing a pie, I'm gonna bring like a key lime pie martini.
Right?
Well, you can still do that for holidays.
I think it's Christmassy.
Like you said, normalize hyping yourself up. Do you want to hear like my biggest flex?
What's that?
It's another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. I don't know if you guys know, but like I do have a business. And it is powered by Shopify. So if you like want to like, I don't know, like do some of your gift shopping for from my business, I would really appreciate it. I want to really appreciate it. Am I okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just like desperate. I need people to buy my stuff, okay? It's not hard for me to give you guys incredible products because Shopify makes it simple to sell to anyone from anywhere. Whether your thing is vintage tees, Chloe, or recipes for ghee, start selling with Shopify and join the platform, simplifying commerce for millions of your favorite businesses worldwide. Really, it's everyone. I don't know who's not on Shopify. And with Shopify, you'll create an online store in your vibe, discover new customers, and grow the following that keeps coming back. Like you guys, for me. Me just like being like, please subscribe.
Hashtag plug.
Hashtag plugging my business throughout this entire Shopify ad because it is powered by Shopify if you didn't know already. Shopify has all sales channels sorted so your business keeps growing, from an in-person POS system to an all-in-one e-commerce platform, even across social media platforms like TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. And thanks to the 24/7 support and free libraries full of educational content, Shopify's got you every step of the way. So if you've always wanted to like really actually start this and you're like, Lauren, I have this idea, but is it really that easy? And like, I want it to be pretty, but I don't have the money to pay someone. Like, literally, they have everything you need, and you're probably gonna, if you really put your mind to it, your website will actually be cuter than mine, and you're gonna see how simple it is. It's how every minute new sellers around the world make their first sale with Shopify, and you will too. I'm actually, I think a lot of people probably think that I'm like an influencer and I just have people do things for me, but I've always been this like very much, if no one's going to help me and do it quickly, since like I started my own first website, I started my own YouTube channel, I'm the person that legit will go into my own website and figure out, okay, this is how we do it. I want to get it done, and I'll start creating it. And then people on my team will be like, oh, you already created the website. Oh, you already got everything. Okay. So I'm telling you guys, you don't have to like have this huge team behind you or anything. You can get nitty gritty like I have and start your own business. I've been doing it my whole life, and I didn't go to college. because Shopify makes selling simple. So you can put yourself and your ideas out there. Whether your thing is making ebooks or earrings, Shopify makes your success possible. When you're ready to launch your thing into the spotlight, do it with Shopify, the commerce platform backing millions of businesses down the street and around the globe. Go on, try Shopify for free and start selling anywhere.
This is Possibility powered by Shopify. Sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/mood, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/mood to start selling online today. Shopify.com/mood.
Okay, so let's keep the mood boosting going with our current mood combo that is all about fun.
Do you want to talk about holiday traditions?
I thought we were going to go through the things that you fucking
I'm following
about.
This.
No, this
You're is... like, I can't wait to do this.
No, Chloe.
I was like, okay,
no,
go.
No. This is the segue for the thing.
Those are all your notes.
See the dashes? That's yes. My answers to each thing.
Oh, my God.
I thought you were going
to... I was like, all right, read the paragraph. Let's go. Okay, honey.
No, the
let's get back to it.
This isn't a segue. This is me going off you, what you're telling okay. me to fucking
well,
do.
Well, thanks for the segue. That was beautiful. I feel like we already talked about what inspired this epi, but let's just say it again. We want to inspire people to take a moment, pause, stop on your lists of goals and overwhelming family drama, and have fun.
Yeah. Fuck around and find out.
Yeah. Fucking have fun now.
Get your ass up and have fun. Yeah. We're going to have fun. Okay. I know the exact meme I'm posting.
But anyways, before we get into some tippy tips, I think we should talk about our fun past holiday favorite memories and like traditions we do, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is it?
What did I write down?
It's so easy.
I didn't answer that one. Background on
holiday Yeah. Where's
traditions.
The bullet point for that one? Huh?
Okay. Let's talk about, I have an idea. Let's talk about what we're most excited for. And maybe, like, some traditions.
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Why are you making me do all of this? Okay, I'm honestly, like, I know we have like, serious holiday traditions. We do the same exact thing every single year.
Just did this. And you're like, no, let's not do that yet.
No, I'm saying, but what I'm most excited for is getting back in my hosting era.
And when I was saying era is like all the time.
Okay, but I've been a fucking mess for the past year. Okay. I've been moving around. I really haven't hosted a party, like a real, real party. Like a party that feels like a party. You know, the Harry Styles quote? A movie that feels like a movie. I really haven't. And so I'm really, like we usually go to my friend Anna's house. And she was like, do you want to host? And I was like, well, I don't want to switch up tradition. She's like, I feel like this is your shtick and I feel like you deserve it. And I was like, fuck yeah. Like, I usually don't host this. So like, I'm really hosting our tradition. So one of our traditions is we do a Secret Santa with the girls. And that's always something I look forward to on top of obviously our family traditions. But no offense, like the girl, like my favorite holiday memories are literally just with like you and I mostly.
So much fun.
I mean,
we've had so many moments.
But we do, like, we have, like, a strict schedule for Christmas.
We do. And our grandpa really started that because he loves Christmas.
Yeah. So does Grammy.
Yes. And so they started it, like, way back when we were just little babies in the womb. This tradition that we've, like, kept to this day. So Christmas Eve.
Is that my mom's?
Yeah. So we go down the city and then she makes that special dinner.
The Feast of the Seven Fishes, which is a family, or not a family, it is a family tradition, but it's an Italian tradition where you don't eat meat on Christmas Eve, so you do the Feast of the Seven Fishes, and my mom is a chef, so it's fucking bomb-ass food. She cooks 7 whole dishes with different fish and stuff, and it is fire.
It's so good. That's like
she'll
the
even do like a pasta with like something or whatever. It's so good.
It's so good. She just lays it out on this like huge table, and we just go in at
and
it.
And we do a cousin grab bag because we have 9 grandkids. So we all do. It's been honestly kind of harder as we've gotten older because it was so easy to like do a grab bag for like boys and girls when you were younger, I guess. And now it's kind of weird, I guess. But we still do it. And then we always, like, play a game usually.
Yeah, Laura and I try to rig it so we get each other so we can just, like, actually get each other gifts. But
so we rig it every single year for the past 28 years.
We didn't rig it this year, though. So I'm very curious to see who you got.
You technically rigged it, though.
No, I just saw everyone's.
Yeah, but
I didn't switch anyone's.
Your brother got me and then you shopped for me.
Yeah, but you want Cole to shop for you?
That's what I'm saying. We always shop for each other. That's the whole point of the rigging. So, yay for me. I wonder who got you.
I don't think it's part of your family.
Really?
Yeah.
But there's 4 siblings in my family. You have a better chance of coming to me.
I know, but the other family came up to me and they're like, so, like, what do you like? And I was like, oh, no.
Fucked. You're fucked. Maybe I'll text Eric for you.
Yeah. Tell him to need New Balance.
Okay, I will. Did you see that thing I sent you?
Yeah, I want it.
The print?
Yeah, I'm going to try to buy it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Christmas morning, so we all separate, and then Christmas morning, we do our individual family Christmases. So, like, I do it with my siblings and my mom at my house.
Yep. And then I do it at my house, and my mom and dad just, like, are under the impression that, like, Santa, like, we believe in Santa still.
Oh, my God, same.
Yeah, so even though, like, they are aware, we completely don't, because we're both almost 30, but they just think it's funny to be like, Santa came.
Oh, my God.
And, like, it actually is funny, because we're like, really? But then, literally, to this day, my dad still writes a Santa letter.
Oh, really?
And, like, we've kept all of them, and, of course, like, when we were little, they were so cute, and then as we got, like, older and older, it's like, Merry Christmas, motherfuckers. It's like, bad Santa.
That's funny.
It's like, where's my fucking cookies?
Well, also, like, your dad is actually hysterical, so yeah. That's probably really funny.
So the letters are funny to see as, like, the more and more swear words have come out over the years, yeah. But...
My mom does the same thing. Like, she puts out the Santa gifts, because Santa doesn't wrap his gifts. And yeah. Then the wrapped gifts are from my mom. And the best is, like, since I'm the oldest child, I'm the one fucking wrapping the gifts.
Oh, my
so,
God.
But yet, still, in the morning... Do you think Santa came? We're all like, yeah. So we actually always used to sleep in the same bed.
Oh my God,
same. The four of us.
Yeah.
And my brothers are fucking ginormous now. And so we always take a picture, like, in the bed in the morning, in the bed, like, whatever. But
with Christmas jammies.
Yeah, we call it family bed. And we still kind of, like, we joke around when we're all kind of, like, end up in my mom's bed at, like, some point. We're like, family bed. Yeah. Should we sleep in bed? And I'm like, fuck you guys, bye. But I still sleep at my mom's house, even though I live down the street,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, Cole and I both go home and sleep there. And then we used to literally not be able to, like, we would wake up. One time we woke up at 5 a.m., like, because we were that excited. And we were like, what do? We can't go back to sleep. And now, like, my mom and dad have to, like, come shake us, being like, you gotta get up.
No, 100%. Now it's like, no. Like, literally last year, I was like, I cannot fucking wake up.
I know.
But after we open all the presents, we are on a time crunch because we all have to get back to my grandma's house. Because, you guys, Santa stops at my grandma's house, too. Can you believe it?
And that's always so fun because our grandma makes this bomb-ass brunch. Like. Yeah. Like, casseroles on pancakes on breakfast sandwiches, like, everything.
Mimosas.
Yeah.
And then the funnest part, too, that we still do as adults is she doesn't, like, divide up the Christmas presents. They're just all under the tree, and there's 9 of us, plus the adults. Santa takes care of the adults, too. And so we all run into, like, the solarium, and we all divide up all of the Christmas presents, and we have basically the same seats we do.
The seats have never changed.
They've never changed.
And, of course, when we were little, like, all of our gifts were, like, $3 from, like, Toys R Us, so they would be, like, filled to the brim with these, like, cheap plastic trucks and stuff.
And now it's, like, 4 gifts, and we're all like, should we open them one at a time? Yeah. And it's like, wow, the golf bag that I asked for. But, you know, we still got to keep Crumb happy. And then after we open all the gifts, again, time crunch.
Everything's a time crunch in my family because there's so much to do.
Time crunch because don't you worry. You finish around 12:30, 1 p.m. You have 3 hours until you have to get to Chloe's house for dinner.
And that's always the hardest part because people are fading. So yeah. Some people take naps. I can't because we all go back and, like, prep our house for everyone coming over.
Well, the boys all go to your house because Chloe has a gym in her house and they all lift because yeah. They're so swole and so cool.
Yeah, the Christmas lift sesh.
And they take a picture every year of them in the gym flexing their muscles like fucking losers.
Yes. And then we have this, like, bar area. My house sounds crazy.
We'll show, like, pictures.
Yeah, we have this bar area in our house, and it looks like an English pub, but we make it into a Christmas bar, which we already did.
By the way, it looks fucking sick.
The best one yet.
It is the best one yet.
So this year we put, like icicles that light up and tons of lights and this blow-up, like, reindeer.
It was the blow-up reindeer for me.
Me too. And, like, all these snowflakes hanging on the ceiling, and it's just, like, so fun because all the cousins go in there and just, like, drink all night. Sing Christmas songs because we have a little speaker in there, and it's so much fun.
It quickly turns into rap hip-hop songs.
And we always take a family photo, which maybe you've seen on Lauren's old Instagram. I don't think you posted the recent one last year, did you?
I don't know.
But there's always a theme.
There's always a theme, and it kind of has gotten out of hand.
Yeah.
To the point where my grandma has really taken the liberty of
making... And they don't even make sense anymore.
Making Christmas now Halloween.
Yes.
And so I'm not going to lie. I was really not into it last year. I was like, why am I wearing a fucking Hawaiian shirt on Christmas? This is so not the vibe.
No, because that's like your Christmas holiday with, like, you know.
Yeah, it's a tradition.
Yeah, people, like, go to Hawaii, like, for Christmas.
Right. This year, I'm not going to spoil it. we'll show you on Instagram, because yeah. I feel like if my grandma does listen to this, which, by the way, no, I love the theme. Like, it's like, I really do. Like, I love dressing up, and the picture is so fun.
Cram, take a gift away from her if you're listening.
My, I'm going to get in so much fucking trouble if she listens to this. I'm not going to send
it. Cram, I love your all your pictures.
She doesn't know how to do the podcast app. I sent her the episodes. She's not getting this one. So just kidding. I literally love it, like, so much. I actually, the only thing I get pissed off about is, like, the direction of that. They're like, Chloe and Lauren, you have to set up the photo. Anxiety. You have to plan the photo. And I'm like, I can't.
There's,
like,
only so many ideas you can do in the same room every year.
Yeah, I mean, it's so silly. Yeah. But anyway, then we just drink and have fun and be merry, and then Christmas is over.
Yeah, it's fun. It just, I honestly, we should be grateful that we've had this tradition and it hasn't changed in so long, because I know most families, like, it's like it changes every year, or maybe it's like split between families. Things or there's happen. Drama. Yeah, so
there is so much family drama, like any other family, to the point where, like, we didn't even know if we were going to continue this tradition. Our grandpa passed away. Again, didn't know. Drama. Grief. We're still taking the fucking picture.
Yeah.
We're still doing it.
We're still doing it.
That's the...
It's fun.
That's what tradition is.
Yep.
You get your ass up and you do it anyway. Okay, back to reality and not our nut job lives. Let's talk about fun things to do that you guys can actually do too.
Great segue. Loved that one.
That was a good one?
Yeah, that was a good one.
We made a list.
We did.
Of 5 things.
So you're going to have 10 total things to add to your list this holiday.
Mm-hmm. You sure are.
Yeah. And I would just like to say that before... we did the podcast, we talked about, like, okay, let's divide into, like, solo things, date things, family things.
Oh, you're really gonna do this?
And I was like, great. Like, that's, like, so organized for my brain. Like, can't wait to categorize. I did it, like, completely, like, followed the assignment. Lauren just scratches on 5 random ass things that are all great, but, like, weren't part of the assignment. So now mine are, like, weirdly confusing.
Can you tell why I didn't do well in school? It's just, like, divide them into groups. I'm like, I will, as I talk on the podcast, and then I look at her, like, I can't see her side of the Google sheet, and I scroll over, I went, oh, shoot.
And, like, solo idea, family idea. And hers, like, are all just, like, fun ideas. I'm like, fuck, yours are all good. But I was just trying to categorize.
But as I saw yours, I was like, I am going to keep mine the way they are and just explain this to her when she comes over.
Someone doesn't follow the rule.
So we're going to go through the 5 things each, and we're going to group them as we go, since I didn't follow the assignment. My first fun thing idea is to host a party for, obviously you can host a party for anyone, but I think this really applies to obviously your friends, or whether it's co-ed or girlies. And when I was in Los Angeles, I actually hosted a co-ed party. If you followed me for a long time, you know. And it became a tradition because people had so much fun. And so it's kind of a double whammy. If you're a hosting girly like me, you will enjoy the process of, like, setting everything up. I go so far to, I make an invitation on Canva. I would text it out. I have all these specialty cocktails. I have the decorations. Did you come to it?
How many times? I actually don't think I did ever, because I was always home.
Oh, yeah. Because you were in college, so you would break.
But I think I always went home after, too.
Yeah. And so basically the idea of the White Elephant Party, I think it's really fun for co-ed. We would do something under $20. White Elephant, everyone knows it. I'm not going to explain it. But the fun part of it is you can steal the gifts, right? So there would be people that, I think we did under $50, because there would be people that would get a Kindle, and then there would be someone that got a giant dildo. And so, like, if you get the giant dildo and you still have a steal, and, like, someone just got a Kindle, like, you would switch and stuff, and people just fucking loved it. And then we would play running charades, which I don't know who made up and how many people know this, but it's basically, I would be at the front, and I was in a small apartment in Brentwood, and I would be at the front, and you'd be divided into, we'd do 2 teams, and you would have a bowl, there'd be a bowl of charades, but 2 people from each team would come up, I'd whisper to them what the thing was, they'd have to go act it out to their teams, whoever guessed it would run up to me for the next one. But obviously, if you're struggling, and you could hear the other team say Spider-Man, and you see them run, you're like, oh, it's Spider-Man, just go. And so you have to be, like, kind of quiet, but you're all kind of yelling at each other because you don't want the other team to hear. And then it gets funny because you're, like, fucking running and, like, everything like that. And it is feasible to play in an apartment. Like, we played it in an apartment. You just kind of, like, make sure the coffee table's out of the way, whatever. Very, very fun. Every guy loved it. Every girl loved it. Fucking blast. But our tradition here, like I said, is Secret Santa with the girlies. I have a group of 6 of us, and every year we put on pajamas. This year I'm hosting, and I will do, like, a whole separate thing on all of my hosting tips and tricks, and that will all be on my YouTube, and I'm going to take you guys along with how I do it, because I get so fucking detail-oriented and insane, but I live for it. I love it. I will spoil what we're doing this year, because we are switching it up. We didn't want to spend as much money this year because the holidays are tight, and we wanted to all kind of be involved in the food part. So we are doing board night, which is where everyone brings a board of a certain type of dish. Cute. And so there's like a cheese board, there's like a burger board, there's a dessert board. So everyone to contribute brings like basically a cheese board, but of a different category.
Okay.
And we're doing that. And instead of doing gifts for each other, which has always been fun in the past, it's hurt some feelings in the past. Kathleen one time got a dildo and porn when everyone else got nice gifts. So she wasn't too pleased about that.
Oh, my God.
But we are doing permanent bracelets this year.
Oh, that's cute. What's permanent mean? That makes
so
me
they
anxious.
Weld them on.
Oh, I hate those.
Yeah, so we're doing that.
Okay.
And you're not invited.
No, because I'm like, I always want to take my bracelets off. Like, it's, you know, like the Cartier one?
It's so thin.
Anxiety.
It's so tiny.
So you have to cut it off to get it off?
I don't know.
I was in the airport and someone had all those on and they were like, you need to take those off or it's going
to
beep.
Oh,
and
I was go through security so all the time with my Cartier bracelet.
You should carry scissors around just in case.
No, I know. Okay. Moving on. Also, my last hosting idea is there's a viral trend on TikTok right now where you, if you are the host, I think this could be a really fun idea. I've posted my favorite games to play on my Instagram highlights when you're a host. And the recent one that I saw is, I think this could be fun for family if you don't tell anyone. But then when you're like, oh, what game should we play? You all sit around and you say everyone has to pick a name out of the bowl. And you had to give that person your last Amazon purchase, like under a certain thing. And it is absolutely hilarious on TikTok.
That's fun.
It's going viral. So if you don't have any tricks up your sleeve, that could be a really fun one.
And I like that tip you said before we started where it's like you could do like your last $50 gift or something. So it's like under.
Yeah.
Not,
so it's
you're
like,
not buying them
like
oh,
my last
mattress.
Amazon gift was a TV yeah. or a mattress. Like you can kind of like do it, whatever.
Oh,
but
it's cute.
It's really fun.
I feel like I like that we're doing this because yours is like so detail oriented and like you actually host. And then now for the girls that are lazy and like aren't like Lauren and like actually
totally.
Are good at those things.
But also if you want to do like a party like that or something, just push it off onto your friend that is the host.
That's true.
Anna literally did
but
that
But I
to
like
me.
How you have, like, a schedule. Like, okay, first, like, food, then games, then exchange, then
yeah.
you wear this. And, like, I made this. Like, it's all so, like, organized
yeah.
and detailed. And I'm – it's actually weird. Like, you're like that. And I feel like I am like that with other things, but not with
you're like that with
social.
You're like that with Google Sheets.
Right.
I'm like that in the house.
I think it's because you're an extrovert and I'm an introvert. And, like, that just gives me stress. And, like – I don't know. I just get, like, too overwhelmed by it. So if you're like me and you're not, I don't want to say lazy, but you're not as, like, great at it as Lauren. It's not, like, your personality. You can still have a friends thing, but it doesn't have to be so detailed. It's just about, like, getting together. And the tip you did say, I'm a person that, like, reaches out first, but then someone else will, like, grab
yeah.
the hosting
yeah.
duties. And I'll be like, okay.
We should do a Secret Santa. Who wants to host?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be
I only creative direct the ideas, but
totally.
Not, like, execute the actual production of it.
And I think what I will say is I'm not as big of an extrovert as you think just because I'm outgoing. And why I like the hosting stuff is because I do it all by myself before everyone comes over.
Oh,
yeah,
that's good.
I like that. I think that's the part I enjoy is the prepping process by myself.
Right. Okay.
I mean, obviously, I love having everyone over, too. And I'm, like, fucking out of control
yeah.
and extroverted.
And you,
but,
like, lead
yeah.
that thing where I'm more, like, I like to chill.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
But you are having people over.
No, I started the idea. Like I said, someone is grabbing the home part.
Oh, I thought you were having people over. Okay.
So in the past, I think it's fun, like you said, to like have games and stuff. But if you want to just keep it simple and just be able to like meet with your friends and like you do have like, I don't know, like you said, like we don't want to spend that much money anyway either because you just have so much money to spend on like everyone that is like on your list. Yeah. So we're actually doing something called, like, we're calling it, like, a cocktail exchange thing. But, like, it's actually everyone brings their own cocktail recipe. And then we, like, try everyone's cocktail creation. So, like, I'm bringing, of course, my key lime martini. But
yeah.
everyone else has, like, all these fun things I've never tried before. So I'm excited to, like, I think one of them was, like, a New York sour I've never heard of before, but it sounds so good.
Yeah.
But you don't even have to drink like a whole glass of all them and you're like
yeah.
freaking drunk. But it's just like fun sipping everyone's and like tasting all the holiday themed yeah, cocktails, which is fun.
I have two things to say. One, I think what we talked about before the episode is it's really great to just take these tips because sometimes the holidays, it's like whether you're kind of connecting with people you don't want to connect with or you do, but you don't like, it's just nice to have a common goal.
Yeah.
Whether it doesn't have to be something you spend money on, like our Christmas picture, for instance, it's nice at the end of the holidays after we're all exhausted, like we still have this common goal of like we dress up or whatever.
Right.
So that's my one tip too of like why having kind of these things are fun. And then the other thing of how I think yours relates to a date night too, like, so if you want to do it with like maybe a new date, when my friend was dating, like going on, like she was probably on her fourth date with a guy, they did a blind wine tasting.
Oh, that's
and
fun.
So they did like four bottles of wine and then it all at different prices, and they covered the labels and they put it into, mixed them up and then put them into different cups, and then they had to guess which one was like the most expensive, the least expensive type thing. And that's just like a cute date night, or that's your cute. Or just your mixology thing for a date night too.
But yeah, going back to the cocktail thing, that I think it, like you said, like gifts get a little personal and people get like jealous and I don't know, it's like not always fair. So I think that's a good idea because you're not like giving each other gifts. You're all sharing in the experience, which is fun.
I like that wording, sharing.
Yeah. And then another idea I had is, because I'm a bookie, a book exchange. So you all bring like a different book, whether it's like a fiction or like a coffee table. You wrap them, you all put them in the middle, and it's, this, again, like a white elephant where, like, you can steal and everything.
Oh, I like that. But it has a specific, like...
But it has a specific thing. You can do candles, you can do books. I just like theming it.
Ooh, I like the candle idea, too.
Yeah,
ooh,
I think
I
we're doing
that.
Candles this year because everyone has, like, a new apartment or people move to houses and stuff. Oh. So they're like, we all love candles. So we kept it under a price, and then everyone's going to bring, like, a different scent, and it's, like,
okay,
fun.
Wait, I might steal that idea and see if the girls want to do that.
Isn't that fun?
Because the welder might not be available for the permanent bracelets. We don't know yet, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Love that. Okay, number two, this is kind of a more get out and go, like, drink, but it could be, like, cider or, like, anything like that. I think they have all these, like, fun holiday pop-up bars. I know that there's one here, and those are just, like, such a – it really just gets you in the Christmas spirit because it's, like, you're going out, but it kind of is themed already. And then if you don't live in a place that has a holiday bar, my idea for you is a holiday bar crawl, where whether it's you and your partner, you and your girls, you and your family, and you can just pick three bars and make some like type of rule of like, okay, we've done this before, but my friends are fucking crazy, where we pick a few bars and it's shot and a beer, shot and a, like shot, beer, shot, beer. So you're like getting a certain thing at each place. We obviously got super fucked up doing that, so you can totally make a way different rule. But also you can, if you're doing it with friends and you don't have the holiday bars, I would say maybe like do like everyone has to wear an ugly sweater and like That's a head cute. Thing or something like that. Or if you just want to keep it super like low key but Christmassy, if you do live in a place with a Christmas market situation, we do. And I think that is going to be really fun for a date night for me.
That's really cute. I like getting out and like walking around and experiencing everything. But yeah, speaking of like Christmas markets and bar crawls and experiencing like the city you're in, whether it's like the suburbs or a big city or whatever. But I mean, when we were doing the categories, which we're not anymore, but I'm a huge, Lauren is like, I feel like you're more social than I am with like friends, but I'm a huge like solo person too. Like when I travel, I actually love traveling alone sometimes. Like even work trips, my mom's like, did you invite a coworker to walk around with you? I was like, no, why would I do that? Like I like just being in my own thoughts. But I like putting your headphones in, putting Christmas music on, and then walking around a city and, like, window shopping. Mm-hmm. I know it's really popular in New York, but a lot of, like, cities have, like, all the holiday decorations up, and I feel like I always miss out on it because I just, like, don't go and, like, experience it. I'm always just at home with people,
and
you know?
And also, like, online shopping is so big, so
yeah,
it's nice to,
it's, like actually
yourself.
Nice shopping alone and, like, putting head, like, honestly, earbuds in and, like, being in your own world and then, like, picking things out for people or seeing the decorations or, like, even going to, like, a little coffee shop by yourself and, like, getting cookies and stuff like that. I just like honestly being on foot and like enjoying all the Christmas atmosphere around you.
I think that too, if you are going to go to like the malls and stuff like that, maybe go with like the intention of it's not to get all your holiday shopping done. It's to do kind of more what Chloe said and like enjoy
tour.
It. So that even if it's like so crowded and there's so many people, like you're still by yourself and you just get to like kind of almost like people watch and Christmas decoration
That's
watch.
That's it is.
And,
it's like the vibe.
Yeah. So it's not like, oh, fuck, I have to go get all my Christmas presents. And I actually do love, I'm going to take the tip of listening to Christmas music because I'm so used to preparing all my hosting stuff and doing all my Christmas shopping, listening to podcasts. But I love walking to even just like Paper Source because that's where I get a lot of my stuff. And I think I'm going to put on Christmas music instead this time.
What's that? Wait, let me look it up really quick. Okay, the movie Begin Again. It's that scene where I know Mark Ruffalo and I think Keira Knightley, they put on headphones together and walk around with the music. And that's what I think about because it's like a whole experience that you're like immersing yourself in your own little world and you can't hear anything. And it's just like, obviously be safe and be aware of your surroundings, but like, you know, it's fun to do.
My jaw just dropped on the floor because I forgot about that movie.
Yes, so good.
Adding it to my list, which it will be a good segue in 0.2 seconds, but also that fucking original song by Adam Levine. I used
Lost
to blast.
Stars or whatever.
Oh my God. Yeah. I used to blast that in the car last summer. Oh, it made me feel some type of way. So fucking
it's
good.
It's so good.
And that is a good segue into my third idea, which is Christmas movie night. And I think this is such a good idea to do with any grouping, which is why I didn't do my groupings. No, but seriously, like, obviously I do this with my family already. Me and my brother always pick the movie, and it's because our siblings are 10 years younger than us, so it's so funny to pick a movie that they, like, haven't seen. We watched Four Christmases one time.
Oh my God, I love that movie. I just watched that too.
It slaps so fucking hard, and so many people haven't seen it. So
it's so good.
Literally, whether you haven't seen it or find someone that hasn't seen it, it's so, I mean, maybe I just had so much fun because I was with my brother. But anyway, me and my girlfriends love doing Hallmark movie nights and making popcorn and drinking wine. I'm obviously going to do one with my boyfriend and make him get in the Christmas spirit. We've been really, really good. Oh, that was somewhere in my notes somewhere. But something I'm excited for is I was going to tell you guys on this episode, I do have a boyfriend. And he's actually really into Christmas too. So we've just been having a lot of fun just like decorating and doing the Christmas movie night and stuff. So I also thought that it could be a good solo idea.
It is a good solo idea.
Because I'm going to do this by myself. I need my alone time. I need to recharge. And oh my God, I did do this actually. What? I did this last week. I didn't make it like as cute or anything, but I did watch a Christmas movie by myself.
Love it.
I did watch it by myself because my boyfriend fell asleep. But I was like, I'm not fucking waiting for you. And I was so happy that he fell asleep because I was just like living for it. The Lindsay Lohan one.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh my God.
It's so like bad and good.
But at
like,
first,
at the same time.
But you know how like they get you?
Yeah.
And at first I was like, this is so bad, but like it's Christmassy. So I want to watch it. That's why we do Hallmark movie nights because it's just so fun to do with your girlfriends. Because when I'm with my girlfriends, we all talk so much that it's nice to have like a Hallmark thing that you don't have to pay attention to. I got so invested in this motherfucking movie. I loved it.
I fell asleep because I watched it in LA and I got so tired. I have to finish it. Heard there's a huge twist.
You need to watch it.
Yeah.
It is so good.
Oh, I love that. Okay, my next one, going off this, like, solo night, is I always, again, like, going back to the book and, like, the physical copy, I make a reading list. And, okay, you'll probably, like, I don't know, I'm a really fast reader where, like, I actually kind of skim read so I can get through, like, 5 books when I have, like, a few days off, which I'm a psycho.
God.
I know. But I always make a Christmas list, and I feel like it's a time to, like, take some days off and just, like you said, like, watch a movie, read a book, and just, like, be by yourself and then set the environment. Like, get a comfy blankie, put the lights up, make
cookies.
Put the
fireplace up. The fireplace YouTube link will link it.
Oh, my God, yes. There's a Netflix one, too. It plays for, like, 2 hours. Yeah.
Well, the one on YouTube plays for 24 hours.
That's good.
Yeah.
And then I always make, you know those cookies that have, like, it's a sugar cookie with the face on it?
Who doesn't?
The Pillsbury, I think.
If you don't fucking know those cookies.
Yeah. Those are so easy to make. I pop them in. They're ready to eat. I make a cute little, like, hot cocoa, and I'm reading with the blankie by the window. It's so nice.
So freaking nice. And I love doing that by myself. I feel like it would be weird doing that, like, I don't know. I guess, like, our boyfriends could be there, but, like, nothing.
No. It's, like, a good solo time. And I sometimes reread some of my favorite books because it's, like, a comfort thing during the holidays.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So
I think, like, the solo thing is so much easier for you because as you were saying that, I was like, do you realize how fucking psychotic my house is during the holidays? We have a small-ass condo. Okay, it's not small, but we have a condo. There's not enough bedrooms for us. And it's a 3-bedroom condo, and there's 5 of us.
You can't really hide.
There was 6 of us before the divorce. and we were still all in the same condo. And my brothers are so loud and psychotic where it's like, Cole, your brother is so quiet and easygoing.
That's
so like,
true. Except like it is like my dad being like, why aren't you playing with us? Why aren't you playing cards? Why aren't you doing this? I'm like, oh my God, I'm finishing this chapter.
I know.
You like should... they always want to do like activities. And it's like, I love that. But sometimes I'm like, let me read my book.
Yeah, no. You my know? Mom, I went over there on Monday and she was like, here are the 3 new games. I want you to schedule a night. Don't touch the clue box. The game starts once you open the box. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Wait, she told me that too.
She did?
I was like, what do you mean it starts when it opens
the
box?
She was like, don't. I was like, oh, she goes, don't touch the box. I was like, okay. And I was like, this is kind of exciting.
I know, that's the thing. It's like,
you need a common goal, though, or else your family's going to start fighting. Yeah. So we need games. Okay, is this our fourth one?
Yes.
Okay, my fourth fun tip is, I know part of it's not attainable, but I'm going to make it attainable. is to go skiing or snowboarding. This is something that I've wanted to do for so many years that I have never made the time or put the energy into doing. And I'm finally doing it. I'm going skiing this weekend, which we grew up skiing. So I absolutely love the freaking vibe. And you know me, I'm not a good traveler, but I think that it's really going to hopefully get me in the Christmas spirit. And I just love the activity of it, right? It's not just like a vacation and it's whatever. So this is really good for me. And I just think it's such a fun winter activity. And also, though, you don't have to travel to do it. I had so much fun last year. If you are somewhere, I mean, we're in the freaking Midwest. Like, it's not like we live in a ski town, but we still got a group of people together. We drove up to, like, Michigan, and it's essentially, like, bunny hills and stuff. But we had a fucking blast doing it, getting out in the snow. And if you don't have anywhere like that, I do think it would be fun to do some kind of sledding competition. I know I turn everything into a drinking game. It doesn't have to be a drinking game. But, like, I saw this really funny TikTok where they throw, it says first one to get to the beer wins.
Yeah.
And they do it in two locations. So they did, they were all at the top of the mountain. They threw like five beers down. Everyone has to ski and get to like, or oh like God, four so beers down out of five. Right. And you have to ski, get to the beer and finish it. And then I also saw them, the same group of guys on friends on TikTok. They all, it was like get to the beer first, really cool music. They throw it all down the mountain, boom, cut. You see them throwing it into the ocean. And then everyone going and diving into the water. So that's also, I guess, another tip of the water. But I think it could be really fun instead of skiing or snowboarding, going like sledding or doing some fun activity outside, and you can make it adult friendly and some competitive, maybe betting, putting money on it, putting what's it called? Like whoever loses has to do X, Y, and Z, something like that. I like that shit.
I like that too, because the people that live in like warm climates during the holidays, which – I mean, maybe it's because I grew up here. I just always need cold weather during this time. Same. I feel like it's a good trip, even if it's not skiing, just to have, like, a cold snow or just, like, cold weather vibe, even if it's, like, I don't know, like, a cold climate city, just to get that, like, holiday
literally
weather.
Take a road trip. Like, find some snow. I don't know. It's just such a vibe. You got to do it. That's why we always would come home from L.A.
I had to. I couldn't be in, like, the palm tree climate for holidays.
Sorry, kids.
Okay, mine is a date activity, or it could be a best friend activity, family, just like any kind of like bonding thing. But I love signing up for classes. Mm-hmm. So one of the ones that my boyfriend and I wanted to do, we actually researched in Chicago, and there's like really cool ones. Okay. And there's also virtual ones, which are cool if you don't feel like going out and like being around everyone. But we're going to do a mixology class theme. I'm so on brand right now. But we just like the art of making cocktails, and like especially after watching Drink Masters.
Yeah, you guys watched the show.
I know. I was like, I want to try to do like weird techniques like that. So there's a really cool class in Chicago where we're going to learn like really cool different vibey drinks, which will be fun, and it'll be like a fun bonding date night thing. And there's also, oh my God, I forgot to tell you, another fun date night thing, which this is like more Chicago based, but we'll get back to more general. There's a putt-putt mini course bar.
What?
So you get drinks, and it's like, there's two themes. There's one that's in a library setting, and there's one that's in a snowy mountain setting, and you putt-putt with like food and like cocktails or mocktails, and it's like so cool. And at the end is like the sit-down restaurant.
Oh my God, that's so
cool. I know.
Cool.
How fun is that?
So you're sending that to me. And as you were saying the mixology thing, I was like, wait, how can you make this more Christmassy too? I'm sure, A, these places that have classes have themes.
They have like Christmas themed classes.
They have Christmas themed classes. And also just like keep in mind, if you're like trying to really get in the holiday spirit, go back to my like number two tip, where it's like make everyone wear a fucking ugly sweater.
Yeah,
like make
that's
everyone
exactly
like just like little things. Just little things that like kind of make it more Christmassy. Yeah. You can like put on Christmas music. Like just obviously, some of these are like a little less Christmas-y, not really at all. But I'm just saying, if you're like, oh, I want to do a pottery class as like a date night to like get out of the house in the snow with a group of friends, put on sweaters, put on Christmas sweaters.
And we've been like looking for cooking classes too, which is like all like the Christmas recipes right now, and that's like really fun too.
Yeah, because it just like reminds me of like we're gonna do like a homemade pasta night and stuff like that. But if you want to like take one of those ideas, like it reminded me when you said the Zoom class.
Right.
So it's like you can just put on Christmas music.
That's really fun.
Okay, my last one is going to a holiday show or just like any musical slash play. I feel like that's such like a winter vibe of, I don't know, it reminds me of like going to New York when I was little in like the winter and getting kind of like dressed up and going out to a show. Obviously, that's something you can do year round, but I think it's nice to kind of get out in like the city if you live in a place like that, or like they really are, if you Google stuff in your city, there really are like events and things that are more holiday themed, just get on Google. I always Google things to do in Chicago just to make sure I'm not missing any like fun things happening in the city, which you would think is like so not my personality, but it's just fun to like get your friends together for something like that. Y'all know that I did Wicked with my friends and we had the absolute best time.
Oh, that sounds so fun.
And that I still could be think could be such like a Christmassy holiday just excursion. And the reason why I extra wanted to bring it up, if you have family drama, if you have to hang out with maybe like your mom's side, your dad's side, whatever it is that you're like, ugh, I'm dreading this, you should say, why don't we do all go to a show together or a movie
together?
Yeah, you
don't have to talk.
And then you don't have to talk. And you will not have drama because you're all fucking have your mouths closed. So just a little tip. Get involved in something where you don't talk.
That's true. I love that. And even if you don't have like a musicals nearby, you can always just go to a movie theater and like watch a movie together. It's fun.
Yeah.
Speaking of family, my family idea, which you can also do with whoever you live with, but I've been doing it a lot with my family because we have Sunday night dinners as like our routine where we all come home to my family's suburb house. And actually, this is true. I'm not even making this up. The latest thing we've been doing, because I've gotten into cooking, is that we're doing this like cook-off where every Sunday we like rotate who cooks certain things.
Ooh, I didn't know you guys were doing that.
Yeah, so actually I cooked the dinner last Sunday.
You did?
I know. I made like spicy rigatoni vodka pasta with sausage and peas, and then I was feeling like really brave and I made this 2-layer cake. Yeah. I took over dessert, too.
Who are you and what have you done with Chloe
Parr? I have no idea. Wow. I know. But it's really fun because then next Sunday someone else is going to have to, like, step up and, like, show us, like, what their recipe is. And then we all print the recipes and then, like, exchange them because then we can keep them.
Oh, my God. I love the printing and exchanging.
I know. Isn't that cute?
It's so
cute. My parents
cute.
Are so weird. Like, they're like, I hate looking at a recipe off a computer. Like, I need to, like, because the computer goes, like, it idles and then it goes, you have to, like, re-sign it. And so they like having it on the counter where they can flip through it. But it's a cute little recipe exchange.
That's very cute. I love that. Does your family ever write them out or do you guys type them and print them?
We like look them up and print them, and if it's like our, like someone's own recipe, which is usually Crumb, she has them on note cards and she'll like send them over to us, you know?
So
you ever got one of those?
This is, yes, I have. This is one of my new holiday gift ideas is steal that written out recipe and go on Etsy and you can get their handwriting of the recipe carved into a cheese board.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
I love that.
Will you steal one of Crumb's so we can do that for Christmas?
Yeah, that'd be really cute.
I absolutely love that idea and relating this to a date night because I'm actually doing this tomorrow.
Oh, fun.
We're having a grilled cheese off.
Yeah.
And then making
I love grilled cheese.
Making a soup together.
Okay.
And so we're both doing our own like classic grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, I'm sure we're going to use, like, different cheeses and blends and stuff. But, like, nothing fancy.
Different
breads. Like, genuinely, like, a grilled cheese.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a grilled cheese off because we, like, made a grilled cheese the other night. It was so quick. And I was like, I know I can make a better grilled cheese. Like, we're just hungry at midnight. This is, like, I hate, like, not doing things perfectly. And then I legit just thought of it. I was like, wait a second. I was like,
sounds so good.
Because he was like, I make a mean grilled cheese. And I was just like, okay, let's fucking, I was like, why don't we have a grilled cheese off? So even just, like, a date night of, like, let's each make, like, a simple thing that we, like, both know how to make and love.
Yeah.
Whether it's something small, something big. I mean, grilled cheese is, like, honestly pretty simple and small.
I love
that. And
then
we're going to make French onion soup together because both of us have never made it. So I figured let's separate and get competitive, but then have a common goal.
Yeah.
Which I think was like a good idea. So I just remembered that.
Oh, that's so cute. I love that. See, it doesn't have to be family. It could be anything.
Honestly, I feel like these were all really, really good ideas.
I do. I love them.
It
covered a lot, too. Like, whether you're in a big city, whether you're in, like, the suburbs, whether you're alone, whether you're with family, whether you're dating, whether you're single.
And honestly, I feel as though I did a Google search really quick before you came over of fun things to do over the holidays, just because I wanted to make sure I wasn't missing anything. It was just, like, so lame and broad, so I feel like we really just expanded.
Yeah.
I feel like we expanded the ideas.
It is, like, so classic, like, make cookies, put up lights. It's like, oh my God.
People are going to
be like, the wiki how, like that like old website. That's like step one.
I feel like there's going to be like super, super normal people that listen to this and think, wow, you guys like really have to make it so intense and involved. And I just like don't think you guys understand like how prone we are to family drama, self drama, like life. Like, I don't know. I just think it's spicing it up and making it so extra. I think we just like love doing. But then you also have like the reading, the movie night.
Exactly. You have the simple ones.
You can make it as simple as you want or as crazy as you want. You can water down our ideas. You can make them extra. But if you do take a specific idea that you've actually never done before, or like maybe you're like, oh, I do all these things already. Or if you take any inspiration from this video and do it, please, please, please tag us, because I want to be proud of us and
yeah.
you.
Like, I know. I want to see everyone's hosting tricks and things like that too. Yeah. Or recipes or cocktail.
Yeah.
Or mocktail ingredients.
Because like we obviously like post everything, but I really want to see if you like take something from this episode, or if you're like, you guys are not even as cool as me, I do it better, like fucking send it. Like I got
new ideas.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I get so many ideas from TikTok.
Yeah,
people are so creative. I saw one at first and I was like, that's a little tacky for me. It was like she put all wine in clear ornaments, which I have.
Oh, I saw
and then
that.
She hung them up on the tree. Saw one yesterday though, someone clearly got inspiration from that, took it to the next level. The most gorgeous what do you call those glasses that you like?
Coupe
glasses with like like rosemary sticking out, ice, gold, like glitter. Oh, whoa. This is one of my hosting tips. I get edible gold glitter and I sprinkle it on my cocktails.
That's
and
pretty.
So it was something like that, but she put the ornament of the cocktail, the clear ornament, on top of the coupe ice glass.
That's so cool.
And then it's like the TikTok of her pouring it in. So I'll post that on our Instagram. Okay. But that I was like, that's taking it to the next level and making it chic. So if you take something we say to the next level, please share.
Yeah,
or if you've
sure.
seen something cool, please share.
But I loved our ideas because I feel like they represented us too. Like
true.
A little combo of hosting, being alone, and being active, I feel like.
Yeah.
And we're like super holiday spirit people.
Yeah. And you like also like don't have to do it all.
No. Like, but like when the opening bells of Mariah Carey's song comes on, you know you just get lit up.
I hate copyright because if we could have had some fucking Christmas jingle going on in the background of this
those
episode.
Those first few jingles in that song, I'm like, it's time. And you know. Yeah.
It's so goddamn good. It's really all about like feeling something and getting together and doing something. So I really like that too.
Yeah, I feel like that's the holiday thing, is like seeing everyone you love, sharing things and like catching up too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, the year's been crazy enough. It's time to just catch up with them.
Yeah, that's why it's like also like you're gonna have shitty parts of the holidays, whether it's the seasonal depression of the time of the sun going down later and the stress of all of the holidays, or you have grief, you've lost someone, you have family drama, you have friend drama, you feel alone, you got your heart broken. Like, whatever it is, just try to maybe just pick one thing for one moment and get yourself, whether it's like get yourself in the holiday spirit, like start something new, because I've been so heartbroken. I've had so much drama in my life, but I've always tried my best to like get in the excitement and the fun around this time of year, because it can be tough.
I know. And I feel like my advice to myself and everyone is like, that weird time from Christmas to New Year's Eve, just like hit pause. Don't think about anything but just like having fun and like being home and like being with yourself. Like, you don't need to fix anything that week. Just like literally pause life and like do it in the new year and just enjoy like the last few days you have in that current year.
And we are going to hold you accountable, because we are not even doing a single episode before the new year about anything goal oriented, anything like that. You will not be hearing that from us. So don't even get it twisted. Don't even think we're going to all of a sudden come on and be like, oh, you need to set your goals. We won't be doing that. So you don't have to either.
Love it. Exactly.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode of Mood. I'm Lauren Elizabeth. You can follow me at Lauren Elizabeth.
And I am Chloe Parr. You can follow me at Chloe Parr.
And you can follow us and Mood Boosters and Logic and all of the things. Obviously, remember what I said in the beginning of the episode. Tell us what you want to see on social at The Mood Pod. And we will talk to you guys next week.
Love it, honey.
Bye.
Bye.